98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepare to debate next week, there is a lot of money being raised for their campaigns. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen.
Former President Trump and the RNC appear to have out-fundraised President Biden's campaign for a second consecutive month. The Biden's campaign and the DNC revealing they brought in $85 million last month, far short of the $141 million raised by Trump's political operation.
More than a dozen Supreme Court decisions are still to be handed down with just a week to go before the justices break for the summer. A big one yet to be announced, whether presidents, including Donald Trump, deserve absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any actions taken while in office. The heat dome that stretches from the Missouri Valley and Great Plains up into the Northeast, leaving more than 100 million people sweltering. The weather leading to Amtrak problems along the nation's busiest rail corridor Thursday. This is ABC News. A police chase turning into a shooting in Milwaukee. Cops tried to stop a vehicle in connection with the possible carjacking. At one point, the car backed up into a police cruiser. That's when another officer opened fire, hitting two of the six people inside. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
The gunshot injured suspects are an 18-year-old Milwaukee female who has life-threatening injuries, a 17-year-old Milwaukee male who has serious injuries. We are aware that the 18-year-old female was pregnant, and unfortunately, the baby did not survive.
The officer has been placed on administrative leave. Under arrest in Arkansas, Stacy Lee Drake, the man accused of four killings in Oklahoma and Alabama. He was found hiding in the woods after a nearly two-day manhunt. And an American swimming star nailing down a ring at the Olympic trials. Just after Lily King qualified for the games in her second event, her boyfriend knelt down and proposed. King said yes, the couple both swimmers at Indiana University. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The Law Library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Last night, June 20th, the Flambeau Rotary Club had a meeting. We joined Rotary Club member Victor Ambrose as he told us about the Garden Club, which helps to keep local food pantries supplied with fresh produce, and what their current major project is with a local greenhouse.
Greenhouse is next to the mill offices. The Garden Club wants to find a way, make it a way, to relocate that facility, because it's a greenhouse, to an entity that's going to have a champion to make sure it continues its connection with the Lord's Cover and with the community, while engaging the youth to be able to find that connection, to enable the youth to understand what volunteerism is, which kind of is the overall umbrella of the Rotary.
I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The memorial service for Darlene Roberts, 85 of Park Falls, who passed away on May 24th, is now set for 11 a.m. this Friday, June 21st, at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls, with Reverend Gwen Downing officiating. A visitation to be held Friday, June 21st, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the memorial service notice for Darlene Roberts, 85 of Park Falls. Michael Kurth, 53 of Hawkins, passed away peacefully at his home, surrounded by his loved ones, on Tuesday, June 11th. He is survived by his parents, further survived by his brothers, Richard and Joseph, and by his three nephews, and by his niece and great-nephew. There will be a celebration of life at 1 p.m. Saturday, June 29th, at Tom's Way to Go Bar, located in Hawkins. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Michael Kurth, 53 of Hawkins. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers are likely today. Heavy rain also possible. A high near 66. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 57. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Highs around 69. Up to a half inch to 3/4 inch of rain today and again tonight. It's 57 at our studios.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up four runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball, but five runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the eighth.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second, but then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get three outs.
That's Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This morning show just starts my day off.
He's a very strange young man.
98Q Country.
I went down to the hotel swimming pool to have a lovely refreshing dip in the hotel swimming pool when I read a sign, ladies and gentlemen, that stopped me in my tracks and it chilled me to the core. It read like this. Would you please refrain from entering the hotel swimming pool if you have active diarrhea? Well, thank you very much for putting me off this, or indeed any swimming pool ever again. Because that sign can only exist because someone did. How is that something that we need a sign to remind us of? Don't get me wrong. I like swimming as much as the next man, but I accept that if I'm in the clutches of an attack of active diarrhea, there are certain activities that I will not be participating in for a short while. Swimming, trampolining, horseback riding, skydiving, probably tandem skydiving as well.
Great moments in history.
June 21st, 1975. Jaws, directed by Steven Spielberg, opens and terrifies movie fans nationwide.
Oh, man, after seeing Jaws, I'm terrified of the ocean. Can you imagine dying that way?
No. Nope.
I just can't imagine anything in daily life more dangerous.
He didn't get bit by a shark.
This has been Great Moments in History.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's casual day.
Today happens to be Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I love my dog.
The real reason I'm here is to see if you've gotten all your shots.
Is that your smallest needle?
It's summer.
I'll be coming at you every morning. About this time, hoping to make you summer camp experience best available.
Country. 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while at a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise.
And Jelly Roll, it's called Chevrolet at 98Q Country, a modified remake of a song from, what was it, 70s? I don't know, 70s, 80s, something like that. 27 past 7, CompleteRainGutter.com. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years now. CompleteRainGutter.com. And get yourself a quote there on what's going on with your gutters, and they're going to get tested this weekend. Going to get tested with 2 to 3 inches of rain in some areas for the whole weekend. Kind of like they're talking about a half, three-quarter inch tonight, a little bit more tomorrow, maybe a little bit more on Sunday. It has the potential to be a rough weekend to be out and about and enjoying our outdoors. Temperatures only about 68 or so, it looks like, for today. We're going to talk Wisconsin sports. By the way, we had a nice conversation yesterday with Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska, who is all-knowing, all-knowledgeable, especially high school sports. And we archived it. We put that on the podcast section. And we make segments of what we do on 98Q available on our 98QCountry.com website. Hit podcast on demand right now. You can listen back to Reality Radio. You can listen back to our discussion about the shot clock and about private schools in high schools in Wisconsin, NIL, all kinds of stuff we talked about. Nice conversation. So go to the podcast, 98QCountry.com. Check it out. But Mike Clemens will join us, our 98Q sports reporter. He wants to talk a little bit about Snoop Dogg being in the booth for the Brewers game on Saturday. He was on the radio. It's pretty good. Should we play? Hang on, I gotta play it. I don't think we'll have time to play this when Mike comes on. So here's Snoop. Hang on just a second here. So here's Snoop Dogg helping. I don't think it was the Brewer broadcast, but he was helping out with the play-by-play of the Brewer game last weekend. We play it.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. He in there. That's Sanchez. That's yes. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. I give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no. Oh, he's taking off. He gone. Let him get there. Where'd he go, Perk? Earn mine. You got to earn mine, Perk. You getting mine back. You getting my respect. There
making
you go,
up,
Perk.
Making up for that playing center, isn't he?
I hope it ain't nobody like that at this part. Ring him got up, Snoop. Got him up out of there. Ring that up. 4-4, have a seat. Pull up a chair.
Two outs for Bryce Wilson.
Oh, Bryce is nice.
The sound.
Yeah, just like this. See that sound?
Up the middle. Hit the back.
He got that rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, did he get there?
He made a great play.
Oh,
India.
Oh, they got some. Who was that? India?
That is India.
Second baseman.
Former rookie of the year.
I like his hair, man. Look at his hair. How his hair be bouncing. His hair bounced like mine.
So good flow.
What is he using? Head and shoulders?
Good body.
It's like Troy Polamalu.
That's why I say, what does he use? Head and shoulders?
That's good.
He got his hair game together. Where'd he go, India? Yeah, I know. Oh, he gone. He took that. Get up in there. He took that. Give him that. Where'd it go? Go E.
I think that was on the Brewer TV broadcast. Mike Clemens was there at the press box when he was there, so we'll talk with him about that 8 o'clock this morning. Today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day today. It's too late, by the way, if you're hearing about this for the first time, because, well, you could throw, you put him in the car. Got to be well-behaved, of course. My dog would do very well at work if my wife was here. Because he has a bit of an obsession with my wife. And if he was here just with me, he would be wondering where she is. So that's not going to happen today. For those of you who work from home, today, National Take Your Dog to Work Day, it's just, it's Friday. It's just another day. Your dog's always at work with you. I think we need to have more pets in the workplace, don't we? Just to kind of settle things down a little bit. The extreme heat wave continues, of course, across parts of the country. We continue to make and break records all across the country. It's so hot, we got to get a line. How hot is it? It's so hot out there that ice cream trucks are now selling soup. So, think about it. The U.S. Department of Energy is recommending that your car's air conditioner be set at 78 and your home air conditioning, when you're sleeping, be set at 82. It seems like really hot to me. I don't know about you, but that seems kind of warm. I guess what we like to do at our house, we'll turn on the air conditioning during the day and then close up the windows, and usually it'll stay cool enough overnight. That's only when it gets really hot. We don't have to run the air conditioning too much up here in the Northwoods, not as much as they do in other parts of the country, of course. But 78 in the car, I guess I've never thought about that. My wife always points out when we drive somewhere, she always says, oh, you can't put the air conditioning on high, that wastes gas. Because that's something that her dad always said to her, oh, we can't run the air conditioning on high. You won't get very good gas mileage. And I keep saying, I'm willing to give up a couple miles to the gallon just to be cool and comfortable in the car. But 82 at home seems like really hot to me. So we're only going to have two people on the stage when we have the presidential debate, which is Thursday, right? So it'll be Trump, it'll be Biden on stage. They flipped a coin and to see who's going to stand where, and Trump gets the last word. There's going to be microphones muted while one person is talking. The other person's mic will be muted. They should just call that the Trump rule, because they never had that rule until Donald Trump started doing debates, because he wouldn't shut up. It's just what he does. He can't shut up. So RFK, the third candidate, was petitioning to be a part of this debate, but has not qualified. So RFK Jr. will not be on the stage. It'll just be Biden and Trump. Both of those are tucked away in their respective hideouts and preparing for the debate. And I'm serious about that. They are using like fake stages to make sure they come across okay. And Biden's doing the same thing. So days and days and days of preparation for this, because they know that public image is very important to winning the presidency. It is a little bit about your policy, but it's about public image is what it's about. That's right. I mean, it is. He doesn't look, how many times have you heard somebody say, he doesn't look presidential? Well, it's nice, but 26 before 8 at 7:34. Shopping show coming up today. I think we're going to have Gray in here. I think we're going to have Austin and Big G to bring you some shopping show savings coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I made a commitment to something earlier in the week that I'm now regretting. I had committed to the fact that if a certain vehicle was still in our parking lot by 9 o'clock Friday morning, that it might go on the shopping show. So I'm not sure. Should do that probably, but I still might try. Let's get you updated on news and sports. If you drove by the station, what I'm talking about. ABC gets us updated twice an hour updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepare to debate next week, there is a lot of money being raised for their campaigns. Here's ABC's Em Nguyen.
Former President Trump and the RNC appear to have out-fundraised President Biden's campaign for a second consecutive month. The Biden's campaign and the DNC revealing they brought in $85 million last month, far short of the $141 million raised by Trump's political operation.
More than a dozen Supreme Court decisions are still to be handed down with just a week to go before the justices break for the summer. A big one yet to be announced, whether presidents, including Donald Trump, deserve absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any actions taken while in office. The heat dome that stretches from the Missouri Valley and Great Plains up into the Northeast, leaving more than 100 million people sweltering, the weather leading to Amtrak problems along the nation's busiest rail corridor Thursday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gao wrapped up Thursday morning. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost trust in him. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday, the Park Falls Area Community Development Corporation had a meeting. They were able to provide updates on the construction happening on First Avenue.
So this is creating a water loop for the line that runs on Heritage Lane, and the addition of a couple additional sewer on River Road, as well as replacing some very poor infrastructure on First Avenue. The project itself is expected to be substantially, meaning everything would be done, but maybe it would still need a top coat of pavement or something like that. So substantially complete by October. However, we are anticipating that through traffic will resume August 1st. There's also going to be a few folks on First Avenue North and 9th Street that aren't going to have water on Monday from 8 to 2.
I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and the ball down. Great play. We lost the ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah. I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs, very unusual, back-to-back. I've Never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girl.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're gonna have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 73124. For rules on how to enter, visit Febreze.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. And free.
98 Q Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Son, one day you'll be someone. Here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
It's one of those things where you see it and you're like, I shouldn't be laughing at that, but it's funny. So they hauled the minion. They hauled the minion away. What is it about minions that we love? I love those little guys and gals. We're going to talk some Wisconsin sports. Our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will join us to talk all things Brewers, a little bit of NBA, what the Bucks are going to do. A little Snoop Dogg in the play-by-play booth. Lots of stuff happening this weekend. Masonic golf outing tomorrow. In Phillips, two-person event supporting our scholarships for our kids. Call Westwood to get registered at 339-3600. Customer Appreciation Day tomorrow. St. Croix Rods. Big G will be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1. He'll have some special prize packages for you to sign up for, including some overnight stays down in the Dells. The first annual Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my, walkathon, the Nature Walkathon, is Saturday. They're doing that starting at Heinz Park. Call Callie. Any questions on that at 715-255-3059. This might be, it's going to be a little bit wet this weekend. Might be a good day tomorrow to go down and check out the really cool Jump River Valley Historical Society. They got over 2,000 displays. I think you'll love this. And they're open a couple of Saturdays a month. They'll be open tomorrow from 9 until 4. Highway 8, Catawba, Jump River Valley Historical Society. Pie and Ice Cream Social Fundraiser at the Price County Historical Society, Old Town Hall Museum. Go on down there for some pie and ice cream tomorrow. Fundraiser to help support all the facilities there. That'll be 11 to 3. And the Grove is another good place. If you get rained out tomorrow, go to the Grove and support the Buzzy Linsmeyer Lung Cancer Benefit. That'll be going on from 2 to 10. They'll have yourself a beverage and great food, raffle prizes, and all kinds of stuff happening there. That's just some of the events going on. As always, if your nonprofit has something going on, let us know about it. Drop off a flyer here at the station. Just peek your head in the door or email us the info, WCQM, at civicmedia.us. Brewers are out on the left coast again. Tonight, they'll be taking on the Padres. That'll be an 8:40 first pitch. And that'll be the end of the late nights now here, because we got a 6:15 start time tomorrow, 3:10 on Sunday, and then the Brewers will come home. They got the Rangers coming in for 3, and then the Cubs coming in for 3 more. So no more West Coast games here for a while. Although those West Coast games, you know, it's like an 8:30, 8:40 start our time. Games are shorter now, so we're usually done before midnight. I remember as a kid having the transistor radio, hoping the batteries would survive, and listening to ball games always. Anytime you were on the West Coast playing the Angels or Dodgers or whatever, you knew that the game was going to go after midnight because it didn't start till like 9 o'clock, and it was 3 to 4 hour games. Always, I still remember that feeling of laying in bed and struggling to stay awake to listen to the rest of the game. Because if I knew back then, way back there, get out of my yard. Back then, if I didn't stay up and listen to the end of the game, I couldn't just wake up in the morning and go on my cell phone or the internet and find out who won. I woke up in the morning and I had to proactively listen to a radio or TV station to find out who won the game. It wasn't in the newspaper because the newspapers were already published. So just imagine, it's almost unfathomable now to wake up in the morning and wanting to know who won the game last night and the information's not available. Just not even in our mindset now. News to come in just a little bit after 8 o'clock. Shopping show this morning at 9. We'll talk with Mike Clemens, all things Wisconsin sports, in just a few moments also.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family-owned and operated since 1971.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home.
That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 22nd for St. Croix Rod's Customer Appreciation Day. Join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Register to win over $700 in prizes, including brewer tickets and a Chula Vista, Wisconsin Dells stay. St. Croix will be serving up Johnsonville Brats and premium dogs. Visit Discovery Tent, attend pro staff seminars, meet rod designers, and explore deals at the factory store on retired rods and combos. Plus, enjoy a casting pond and more. It all casts off at 7 a.m. Saturday, June 22nd at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Do summer projects your way with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers are likely today. Heavy rain also possible. A high near 66. For tonight, showers and storms, a low around 57. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. Highs around 69. Up to a half inch to 3/4 inch of rain today and again tonight.
Currently 59 degrees.
Best country.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Sure. 98Q.